Start your day with remembrance of all.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, like every other morning we say, begin and start your day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because all praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace, blessings and choice of salutations be upon the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah. Arwahuna fida. May our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and his blessed noble companions. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Recite abundance of durood and salawat upon the most perfect and most exalted creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is none other than our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. For he has mentioned in a beautiful hadith, the one who recites abundance of durood, he sends salutations and salams upon me on a Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Kya baat hai Madine ki, you will receive the intercession, which is to say the shafa'at of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, subhanallah. So alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Dear viewers, as per routine, yes, we listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting salawat. Furthermore, we listen to a kalam, and then after we go into our discussion for the day. And in today's program, we are going to be speaking about, subhanallah, the visitors of Madinatul Munawwara and their faith refreshing accounts and stories in relation to their visit in Madinatul Munawwara. Har bande ka ek alag kahani hai, ek alag kaifiyat hoti hai, aur us kaifiyat ko bayan karna bada mushkil hota hai. It is almost impossible to even express, you know, your feelings. So alhamdulillah, we are going to be speaking about the kaifiyat, the feelings and the atmosphere, the environment and the situation of certain pious predecessors. What was their condition when they entered Madinatul Munawwara? Sarkar ke bargah ke hazri kis tarah se hui? Inshallah azawajal unke waqiyat ko sunenge, padenge, aur phir inshallah hum mahzuz bhi honge. We will enjoy and we will strengthen our faith and iman, our aqidah once again for the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It will of course rejuvenate our spirits and our levels of muhabba for the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amir-e ahle sunnat ki bhi ziyarat karenge. Subhanallah. Yes, in this program, in this particular naath which we are going to be, this kalam that we are going to be listening to, and it is Shala Wasda Ruwe Tera Sona Haram, MashaAllah. We will be listening to this Punjabi kalam, or is Punjabi kalam mein jo mithas hai, hai hai hai, kya baat hai Madini ki, isse sunenge inshallah. Aur isi kalam ke dauran hame Amir-e Ahle Sunnat Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Attar Radhavi Damat Barakatuhumul Aliya ki ziyarat bhi karenge inshallah azza wajal. It's my earnest appeal to the viewers out there to kindly stay locked to Madini Channel, because today's program is of course extraordinary and special, and it is a program not to be missed. So kindly stay locked to Madini Channel and watch this program right from the beginning to the end for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So chale, Shala Wasda Ruwe Tera Sona Haram, this is the kalam we are going to be listening to, and we will be back just after this kalam inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
منتشر ہے خیالات کی وادیاں، لٹ چکا ہے سکون والی یہ تو جہاں، رحمت اب دے امت ہے ہمیں رحم فرما دے، اب تیری امت ہے شالا وسلا منتشر ہے خیالات کی وادیاں، لٹ گیا ہے سکون والی دو جہاں، یا رسول اللہ میرے آقا منتشر ہے خیالات کی وادیاں، لٹ گیا ہے سکون والی دو جہاں، لٹ گیا ہے سکون تیرا سوڑا حرم، تیرا سوڑا
اس کو جا کر کہے تاجدار حرم، گھیرا ڈالے ہوئے ہیں سب
دور ہو جائے غم، دور ہو جائے غم، یا شاہ محترم شالا وس سارے تیرا سوڑا حرم، تیرا سوڑا حاضری ہو دربار میں، زندگی ہو بسر تیرے اذکار میں، حاضری ہو نیازی کی دربار میں، تیرے اذکار میں زندگی ہو بس، تیرے اذکار میں آتے جاتے رہے، تیرے چوکھٹ پہ ہم آتے جاتے رہے، بس آتے جاتے رہے لگانے نہ دیا آہ قسمت مجھے دنیا کے غموں نے روکا ہائے تقدیر کے تیبہ مجھے جانے نہ دیا میرا غم بھی تو دیکھو آقا میں پڑا ہوں دور تیبہ سے میرا غم بھی تو دیکھو سکون پائے گا بس میرا دل مستر مدینے میں افسوس بہت دور ہوں گلزار نبی سے افسوس بہت دور ہوں گلزار نبی سے کاش آئے بلاوا مجھے دربار نبی سے مدت سے میرے دل میں گے ارمان مدینہ روزے پہ بلا لیجیے سلطان مدینہ آتے جاتے رہے جانے دو جا کر کوئی تیبہ میں یہ آقا کو بتائے جا کر کوئی تیبہ میں یہ آقا کو بتائے گزرے ہوئے لمحوں کی بہت یاد ستائے گزرے ہوئے لمحوں کی بہت یاد ستائے بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو بلا لو یا رسول اللہ بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو بلا لو یا رسول اللہ اے شبیر شبر فاطمہ حیدر مدینے میں قسمت میری چمکائیے آقا چمکائیے آقا قسمت میری چمکائیے چمکائیے آقا مجھ کو بھی درے پاک پہ بلوائیے آقا آہا مقدر عرصہ ہوا عطار مدینے جا نہ سکا ہائے انہیں حالات نے جکڑا یوں خونے ارمان کیا اپنی باری بھی کبھی آئے گی انشاءاللہ حاضری اپنی بھی ہو جائے گی انشاءاللہ آتے جاتے رہے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ ماشاءاللہ 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 سبحان اللہ. And this was honestly a spiritual dose. This kalam has spiritually boosted our love for Madinatul Munawwara, our love for Aqa-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Mujhe umeed hai ki aapko bhi bada pasand aaya hoga, aap bhi lutf utha rahe honge, and you were enjoying this special Naati Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, making the ziyarat of Ameer al-Sunnat has its own maza and own enjoyment altogether. Subhanallah. Just seeing his blessed face and making his ziyarat of Nigrani Shura, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, subhanallah, has its own blessings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and ability to do the work of Da'wat Islami. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel and the social media, Madine se jo ulfat hai, Madine se jo pyar hai, Madine ke liye jo beqarar rehte hain, those who are desperate and those who are eager to visit the beautiful city and the land of Madinatul Munawwara, aap zara dekhein, subhanallah. You know, listen and pay attention to these accounts which are so faith refreshing. It has been mentioned by Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem that 3 days after the apparent demise of Rasul Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, a Bedouin, ek dehati, he comes to the court of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, throwing himself onto the blessed grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ab Madine ki ziyarat kar rahe hain apne iskinoon pe, subhanallah. As we see the beautiful golden chamber of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ab zara soche, ye 1400 saal pehle ki baat hai, over 1442 years back, this Arabi, this Bedouin comes to the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, throwing himself onto the blessed Qabr-e Anwar, presenting his plea in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Oh, kya kehta hai? O dihati ye kehta hai, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever you heard from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we heard it from you. And then he recited this verse. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. And if when they do injustice to their souls by committing sins, then oh my beloved, they should come to your court and beg forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And O Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should intercede for them, so they would definitely find Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the greatest acceptor of repentance, most merciful. Having said this, ye dihati, this Bedouin, he presents his plea in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have oppressed myself, I have committed sins, and now I am present at your Mubarak court, I am present at your exalted court, and seek forgiveness on my behalf. Make my shafa'at. A voice was heard from the inside of the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Qad ghufira lak. Go. Jao, tumhare guna maaf kar diye gaye hain. Your sins have been forgiven. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Ali Jawzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, aap ye farmate hain ki ek martaba Sayyidina Muhammad bin Harb Hilali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he states that once I was present near the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Firmati ki ek martaba, he was present at the blessed shrine and rawda-e mubarak of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a Bedouin, a villager, he came and he presented his plea in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the following manner. He says, ya Nabi Allah, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the truthful book which has been revealed upon you also contains this verse in the Holy Quran Pak. He says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابَ الرَّحِيمَ. رو رو کر کے یہ آیات پڑھتا جا رہا ہے, یہ آیت بار بار پڑھتا جا رہا ہے, اور وہ یہ کہتا ہے سرکار کی بارگاہ میں, یا رسول اللہ مجھ سے گناہ سرزد ہوئے ہیں, I have committed sins. او دا نبی آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, آپ ہمارے شفیع ہیں, آپ ہمارے حق میں دعا فرمائیے, انٹرسیڈ آن مائی بہاف. اور یہ کہنے کے بعد وہ یہ اشعار پڑھ رہا تھا. ہی واز ریسائٹنگ دیز اشعار, دیز کپلٹس ان دا کورٹ آف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. او دا بیسٹ کریشن آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, ہز باڈی از میڈ ٹو ریسٹ ان دا گراؤنڈ. دا بیوٹی اینڈ دا سینکٹیٹی آف یور باڈی ہیز میڈ دس گراؤنڈ سو فریگرنٹ. اللہ اکبر. یہ دیہاتی روتا جاتا ہے, آنسو بہاتا جاتا ہے, ہی از کرائنگ, اینڈ ایز ہی کرائز ہی کنٹینیوسلی ریسائٹس دیز کپلٹس, اینڈ دین ہی سے says, may my soul be sacrificed upon that blessed grave, upon that portion of the land in which you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is resting, which contains a great treasure of purity, generosity, forgiveness and benevolence. Hai 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 hai, ye ashar sunata ja raha hai, rota bhi ja raha hai, as he continues crying. And then this person says, the devotee of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam continually recited these couplets for some time. اور یہ کرنے کے بعد وہ وہاں سے چلا گیا, وہ دعا کرنے کے بعد مسجد نبوی سے نکل پڑا. ایز ہی وینٹ بیک ٹو ہز کیمل, سیدنا محمد بن حرب ہلالی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ فرماتے ہیں کہ میں سونے کے لیے گیا, میں سونے کے لیے گیا, اتنے میں میرے خواب میں سرکار تشریف لاتے ہیں. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کیم ان مائی ڈریم انسٹنٹلی اینڈ سیڈ ٹو می, گو آؤٹ سائڈ کوئکلی, فائنڈ دیٹ بیڈون ہو واز ہیئر ایٹ مائی کورٹ, ہو واز سیکنگ فورگیونس فرام اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, اینڈ آئی وانٹڈ مائی intercession, go and tell him, bashirhu anna Allah ta'ala qad ghufira lahu bi shafa'ati, meet the Bedouin and give him this glad tiding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted my shafa'at in his favor. اس کے گناہ معاف کر دیے گئے ہیں, وہ بخشا جا چکا ہے, اس کے گناہ ختم ہو چکے ہیں. Allah عز و جل has forgiven his sins, he has been pardoned. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this is the Darbar of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That is why the poet says so beautifully,
Sar guzishte gham kahu ke se tere hote huwe, Sar guzishte gham kahu ke se تیرے ہوتے ہوئے, کس کے در پر جاؤں تیرا آستانہ چھوڑ کر, کس کے در پر جاؤں تیرا آستانہ چھوڑ کر, بخشوانا مجھ سے آسی کا روا ہوگا کسے, بخشوانا مجھ سے آسی کا روا ہوگا کسے, کس کے دامن میں چھپوں دامن تمہارا چھوڑ کر, کس کے دامن میں چھپوں دامن تمہارا چھوڑ کر.
ہائے 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 ہائے. The poet says here, who else shall I relay my story of sorrow to, whilst you are there, whose court shall I go to, leaving your court, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aapke hote huye hum kiske dar pe jayen. He says, who would want to get a sinner like me forgiven, mere gunah kon maaf karwayega, who will intercede on my behalf. He says, who would want to get a sinner like me forgiven. Allahu Akbar, whose mercy shall I hide under, leaving the shade of your mercy. Subhanallah, subhanallah, leaving your daman, aur kiske daman mein chupun, Dear viewers, under Sabadini channel, Madina Sharif ke waqiyat aise kahi hain aapko milenge. You will find hundreds of stories and parables related to the beautiful Hazri of Madinatul Munawwara. I have given you these two accounts of two Bedouins who presented themselves in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Furthermore, listen, Hazrat Sayyidina Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala le, jo ke bahut bade buzurg guzre hain. And he passed away 237 years after the Hijri, after the Hijra of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It has been mentioned that when he went to the beautiful, exalted court of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he made this dua in front of the shrine of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Lord, Ya Rabbana Ya Rahman Rahimin, I have visited the blessed grave of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and do not send me back empty handed. Main khali haath wapas nahi lotna chahta hoon. مولا وحدہ لا شریک میرے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما دے. حاتم اسم رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ یہ دعا سرکار کے روضہ مبارک کے سامنے دیے دعا مانگتے ہیں. اللہ اکبر. کہا جاتا ہے, it has been mentioned, کہ all those attendees who were present there, a voice was heard, O bondman, we permitted you to visit the blessed grave of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam only after we have ordained for you to be purified. Now you and your visiting companions may return forgiven. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you and pleased with all of those who are present with you who have visited the shrine of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Allahu akbar. Sab ke gunah muaf kar diye gaye hain, sab bakhshe ja chuke hain. All of this is granted to you by the blessings of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It has been mentioned that once Khalif Marwan visited beautiful shrine of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when he went there, he saw that there was a person whose cheeks and soil was on the cover of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Apne sar ko Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke qabr par rakha hua hai, koi shakhs aisa baitha hua hai. So Khalif Marwan went there and he said from behind that, what are you doing? What are you doing right now? By saying this, he touched the shoulders of that person and tried stopping him from doing this. Ki ye shakhs apna sar wahan rakha hua hai, to aisa kyun kar raha hai? Why is he doing this? And when that person turned around, he was none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, jo ke bahut bade sahabi rasool hai sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He turned around and he said, I am not seeking assistance and help from a stone. I know this very well, that this is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is my beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is resting in this qabr. Main kisi patthar se madad nahi mang raha hoon. Main apne sarkar se karam mang raha hoon, madad mang raha hoon. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I am seeking the sight, I am seeking the inayat and the blessings of my beloved Nabi, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am not asking any stone for any help and assistance. Having said this, he further on said, I have heard the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that never cry over the religion when capable people are running the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you should be concerned about the religion when it is in the hands of incapable people. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, so these are the accounts. Even if you look at Hazrat Ibrahim Khawwas rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he was a great saint of the 3rd century, great muhaddith, great faqih, great alim-e-deen, pious personality, subhanallah. During a journey, he says, I fell down restlessly due to the severity of thirst. Itne pyaas ke shiddat ke wajah se, main apne sawari se niche gir pada aur behosh hua. I became unconscious. Suddenly, I saw a person that came to me, or a person that came to me and sprinkled some water on my face. Aankhe kholne ke baad, I saw that there was a person in front of me. He was nice looking and he made me drink some water. उसने मुझे पानी पिलाया, फिर अपने साथ घोड़े पे बिठाया और बस वो घोड़ा चंद कदम आगे बढ़ा. Only few steps that the horse had went, and then this person asked me, do you know where you are? I said, yes, ये तो मदीनतुल मुनव्वरा है. Allahu Akbar. Where I left my country, I was not even halfway through when I fell down from my horse due to the severity of thirst. This person made me ride on his horse with him, and after few steps only, I found myself in Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. Then he said, get down and go say salam in the court of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jao sarkar ke bargah mein hazri do. Aur sarkar ke bargah mein hazri dene ke baad sarkar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke bargah mein ye zarur arz karna ki Khidr alayhi salam ne bhi salam pesh kiya hai. Hai 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 hai. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of the Sabadini channel, he was Khidr alayhi salam himself who had given company to this personality, subhanallah. Therefore the poet says, jise chaaga dar pe bula liya, jise chaaga apna bana liya, jise chaaga dar pe bula liya, jise chaaga بڑے کرم کے ہیں فیصلے یہ بڑے نصیب کی بات ہے صلو علیہ وآلہ صلو علیہ وآلہ. Furthermore, Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Imran Wasiti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has stated, I left from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara with the intention of beholding the blessed grave of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. اس نیت کے ساتھ کہ میں سرکار صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے بارگاہ میں حاضری دوں, اس نیت کے ساتھ میں مکہ سے نکلا مدینے کی جانب. ہائے ہائے, راستے میں کیا ہوا؟ He says, I felt thirsty. On the way, I felt so thirsty that I took shade under a thorny tree. After taking shade under this thorny tree, all of a sudden a green horse rider appeared who was dressed in green. The rein and the saddle of the horse was also green. Furthermore, he had a bowl in his hand which was also green. The beverage inside was also green. Usne mere paas aaya, salam arz kiya aur mujhe pilaya. Pilane ke baad, Allahu Akbar, main ye dekhta hoon ki peene ke baad usme se kuch kam hi nahi hua. Nothing was reduced from that bowl that I have drinking from. Furthermore, after I had done that, he said, now you may sit on your transportation and go to Madinatul Munawwara. Madine jane ke baad sarkar ke bargah mein shaykhain kareemain se bhi mera salam arz karna, huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke bargah mein mera salam arz karna, aur ye zarur kehna ki Ridwan alayhi salam has given salams. Who is Ridwan? The gatekeeper of paradise, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. Go and present my salam in the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as well, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, you will find not one, not two, not three, but several accounts to this nature that speaks about the hazri of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's darbari mubarak. How people would come there, unusual things would occur. Subhanallah, this was the ishq and the level of muhabba for the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Their niyats were so clean, their intentions were so sincere for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na kisi ko dikhane ke liye aap Madine jate the, na show off karne ke liye, na shopping karne ke liye. Agar jate the to faqat sarkar sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam se fuyuz o barakat lene ke liye jate the. Hai hai hai. That is why when Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala went to Madinatul Munawwara on his second trip for Hajj, Allahu Akbar, he sits right there in front of the Rawdah-e Mubarak writing this Nati Rasul. Wusu'e lal azar phirte hain tere din ae bahar phirte hain. He is looking at the angels, he is looking at the minarat, he is looking at the boundaries, he is looking at the Haram Sharif, and he is sitting there eagerly waiting to make the dar of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with this desire in his heart ki sarkar ko aaj main dekhna chahta hoon, ziyarat karna chahta hoon. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat then wrote this last couplet. He says, koi kyu puche teri baat raza, koi kyu puche teri baat raza. He humbled himself in the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam writing this couplet and saying, oh raza, who would ever ask about you? And he called himself a dog saying, tujhse kutte hazar phirte hain. Whereas Amir Ahle Sunnat says, we should say, tujhse shayda hazar phirte hain. When he had humbled himself, calling himself this word, Allahu Akbar, immediately he made zidar of Mustafa, jani rahmat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of his hujra mubarak and revealed himself to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. This is the faizan This is the karam that whomsoever he wishes to show himself to, he will show himself to. Subhanallah. He will reveal his beautiful body and his beautiful features, and subhanallah, his nuraniya to whomsoever he wishes to, because our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is the most exalted prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, the list goes on, the list goes on, and subhanallah, you will find that whether it is Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abu Bakr Diyar Bikri, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Sayyid Nuruddin Liji, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikhul Islam Sayyidina Makhdum Muhammad Hashim Tatawi, these great personalities, when they went to visit Madinatul Munawwara, Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, upon their salam, even given reply to their salam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Jab ye hazra sarkar ki bargah mein jate hain, khaja gharib nawaz sarkar ki bargah mein jate hain, to jab salam arz karte hain, assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam gives answer to their salam. And those attendees who were present, they could hear that from inside the Qabr-e Anwar, the jawab and the answer to the salam was coming out, subhanallah. So a saint has stated, I left from Sana'i Yemen with the intention of performing Hajj. Hajj ki niyat se main apne mulk se nikla. A large number of devotees present with me, Allahu Akbar, were also with me. Ek kaifiyat hai ki hum Hajj ke liye ja rahe hain. Bahut sare log aise mile the jinhone mujhse kaha tha ki sarkar ke bargah mein hamara muaddabana aajizana salam zarur arz karna. Do convey our salams in the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He said, koi baat nahi. Behrhal, when he left from there, he reached Zul Hulaifa. Ab Zul Hulaifa mein pohchne ke baad, ihram ki niyat se wahan pohche ki now I will perform my Hajj. But when he reached there, first he was in Madinatul Munawwara. And now when he left from there to this place called Zul Hulaifa, he realized that I had not conveyed the salam of my fellow brothers who told me to convey the salam to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to Shaykhain Karimain, meaning to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. To is niyat ke saath, he told his people ki dekho, mujhse raha nahi ja raha hai. Aisa to durust nahi hai. Mere doston ne mujhse kaha tha ki main wahan ja kar ke salam Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke bargah mein salam arz karun, aur main bhool chuka hu. I have forgotten to convey the salam in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So please, you all remain here, wait for me, let me go quickly and convey my fellow brother's salam in the court of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they said, well, what if you return, or by the time you return, this caravan would leave? So he said, okay, no problem, you keep my camel, let me quickly go with another means and I will return. It is okay if you leave, then no problem, I will find you all during the journey. Having said this, this person says he went back to Madinatul Munawwara. He goes in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam aur Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam ki bargah mein arz karta hai, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, fala bin fula, fala bin fula, fala bin fula ne aapke bargah mein salam diye hain, salam arz kiya hai, unke salam ko qubool farmaye. He made and conveyed their salams. Nonetheless, after conveying the salam to Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to Shaykhin Karimain radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he then saw a person coming from Zul Hulaifa and he asked him, what about the caravan? They said, that caravan is gone for Hajj. They gone to Makkah al-Mukarramah. You must out. And then he said, no problem. He went back to Madinah Sharif. He says, main wahan ja kar ke so pada. In the last part of the night, I made ziyarat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. My kismet had opened. My fortune had smiled at me. Kyunki mere physical aankhe band hui, lekin mere dil ki aankhe jaag uthi. The eyes of my heart had opened, yet the physical eyes had closed. I seen the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my dream, who was accompanied by Shaykhain Karimain. They both came to me, subhanallah. And then one of the Sahabi said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is he. Allahu Akbar. Rasul Pak then said, Abul Wafa. Maine arz kiya, ya Rasulullah, meri kunniyat Abul Wafa nahi hai. I am Abul Abbas, not Abul Wafa. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, well, as of today, you are Abul Wafa, the person who is very loyal. Allahu Akbar. You left your journey, you came back to Medina just to convey the salams of your friends. Now take my hand. Rasul Pak held my hand and within an instant he made me reach Makkah al-Mukarramah. Ab jab main dekhta hoon, ek hi jhatke mein main apne aap ko Makkah Sharif ke andar paata hoon. I found myself in the haram of Makkah al-Mukarramah, and I reached 8 days before the arrival of the caravan that left me in Madinah al-Munawwara. Zulhulayfa se jo caravan ne mujhe chhoda tha, unse 8 din qabl mein pohunch chuka tha. Subhanallah. All of this is the faizan of Rasool Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Inki hazri zara dekhein, subhanallah. Ye kaisi hazri hai. Aala hazrat farmate hain,
ghamzado ko raza mujtadi je ke hai, ghamzado ko raza mujtadi je ke hai, bekaso ka sahara hamara nabi sabse aula aala hamara nabi sabse ba la aala hamara nabi sabse ba la aala hamara nabi.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, what do you have to say about these hazris and about these accounts of those pilgrims, those hujjaj, those ushaq who presented themselves in the court of Rasooli Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Inki zara hazriyon ko dekhe, inki adaon ko dekhe, inki andaaz ko dekhe. It is beyond our imagination. Who does not know Hazrat Sayyidina Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rifa'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi? Rifa'i silsile ki kitne bade buzurg hain. Who does not know this personality? Inki bari jab aati hai, when his turn comes to present himself in the exalted court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aap sarkar ki bargah mein hazir hote hain. Hazir hone ke baad aap yu ash'ar farmate hain. Uska tarjama ye hai, he mentioned these ash'ar and couplets in the court of Rasool Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, when I was far away, I used to send my soul to your blessed court. It used to kiss your blessed court as my representative. Main apne rooh ko bheja karta tha aapki bargah mein ki aapke chaukat ko, aapke darbar ko chume, as my wakil, as my representative. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, aaj main apni rooh ko nahi bheja hoon, I have not sent my soul, lekin main khud aapke bargah mein hazir hua hoon apne jism ke sath, apni rooh ke sath. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, pehle main apne rooh ke zariye se aapke darbar ko chuma karta tha, aaj main apne labon se aapke haath mubarak ko chumna chahta hoon. Dast-e karam badhaiye. Ya Rasool Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, raise your hands, stretch your blessed and beautiful hands so that my lips may kiss your blessed hands. Itna kehna tha Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rifa'i rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, sarkar ke bargah mein hazri diye hue hain. Itna kehna tha, ye sher padhna tha ki all the hazirin had witnessed that the hands of Rasool Pak sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam came out from inside the qabr, came out from inside the grave, and then Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rifa'i rahmatullahi ta'ala ali kissed the hands of Rasool Pak sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Ye auron ki hazri hain. Subhanallah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. And then the poet says so beautifully,
ae Madine ke tajdar salam, ae Madine ke tajdar salam, ae Madine ke tajdar salam, ae gharibo ke gham ghusar salam, ae ghareebon ke gham ghusar salam, teri ek ek ada pe pyare, teri ek ek ada pe pyare, so darood e fida hazar salam, so darood e fida hazar salam.
Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I mentioned some names to you, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. These are those great muhaddithin, great ulama, great sufiyani kiram, gigantic and great personalities, subhanallah, qurban jaye, qurban jaye, may we be sacrificed upon the blessed cot of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ye wo haziriyan hain ki jab ye sarkar ke bargah mein koi guzarish karte hain to kabhi rad nahi ki jati thi. It never used to be rejected. Sayyid Ahmad Kabir Rifai, hai hai, jab ye ashar padhte hain to qabr andar se haath nikal padta hai. The blessed and mubarak hands, and this is the same hands when it was lifted towards the moon was split into two halves. This is the very same hands when it placed the eyes of Abu Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu into its socket, his eyes was restored. It is the same hands when it made dua for the sun to return back to its position. Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu missed his namazi asr. He could read his namazi asr after the sun came back to his position. The same blessed hands, which is the hands of blessings. Hi, hi, the hands of barakah. Dear viewers of the Sabadini channel, no was never ever heard, or no is never heard. Aaj bhi, sarkar se jo bhi kuch manga jata hai, mere sarkar ata farma rahe hain. Nothing is, you know, rejected in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why Allah Hazrat says, "Wah kya joodo karam hai shahe bata tera, nahi sunta hi nahi mangne wala tera, nahi sunta hi nahi mangne wala tera." Now, if we move on, dear viewers, on the Sabandini channel, Subhanallah, and we would learn more. Blessings of Rasul Pak sallallahu taala alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibnul Jala rahmatullahi taala alaihi, ye bhi بہت بڑے بزرگ اور اللہ کے ولی گزرے ہیں. He says, I visited Madinah al-Munawwara and I had to face some starvation. Bhooka tha, piyasa tha. There was nothing to eat and drink. I came to the blessed shrine of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and I pleaded, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, میں آپ کے سامنے کھڑا ہوں, آپ کے دربار میں کھڑا ہوں. انا ضعیفک یا Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, میں آپ کا مہمان ہوں, میں آپ کا مہمان ہوں, آپ ہماری میزبان ہیں. You are my host, Ya Rasulullah. آپ کا مہمان بھوکا, آپ کا مہمان پیاسا ہو, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am at your door. Then he says, sleep overcame me. اچانک سے نیند غالب ہوا. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in my dream and granted me one roti. خواب میں مجھے روٹی عنایت فرمائی اور میں اس روٹی کو کھایا. آدھا روٹی, half roti was in my mouth. میں آدھی روٹی کھا چکا تھا. And as I was chewing the roti, میں منہ میں چبا ہی رہا تھا کہ میری آنکھیں کھلی. When I opened my eyes, I saw the other half was still in my hand. اللہ اکبر. آدھی روٹی میں نیند میں کھایا, اس کا ذائقہ بھی منہ میں ہی تھا کہ جب آنکھیں کھلی, I saw the other half, the other bread, the other slice, or the other half of the roti and bread was still in my hand. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of the channel, what kind of inayat will you say? This is subhanallah. Therefore the poet says so beautifully,
مانگتا تو ہے مانگتا کوئی شاہ ہو میں دکھا دے, مانگتا تو ہے مانگتا کوئی شاہ ہو میں دکھا دے, جس کو میرے سرکار سے ٹکڑا نہ ملا ہو, جس کو میرے سرکار سے ٹکڑا نہ ملا ہو.
منگتا تو منگتا ہے, those who are asking, even ordinary people, leave alone those ordinary people, even kings and ministers are seen begging at the door of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Unko bhi sarkar ke bargah se tukde mil rahe hain, sarkar ke bargah se pal rahe hain. Aala Hazrat phir dusre sher mein farmate hain,
us gali ka gada hu main jis mein, are us gali ka gada hu main jis mein, اجی مانگتے تاجدار پھیرتے ہیں, مانگتے تاجدار پھیرتے ہیں, وہ سوئے لال زار پھیرتے ہیں, تیرے دل اے بہار پھیرتے.
Sayyiduna Abul Khair states, another personality, When I reached Madinatul Munawwara, the sweet and beloved city of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 5 din ho chuke the ke main kuch khaya hi nahi tha. I never eat anything for 5 days. I presented salam in the court of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Shaykhain Kareemain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an and Faruq Azam radiyallahu an, and I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, میں بھی تو آپ کا مہمان ہوں. انا ضیفک یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. I went near the blessed pulpit, ممبر رسول کے پاس اس کے قریب جا کر کے میں وہاں آنکھیں بند کیا. As I closed my eyes, I fell asleep. As I closed my eyes, the eyes of my heart had opened. I was blessed with the privilege of beholding the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who was accompanied by Shaykhain Kareemain. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was there. Faruq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was there. Subhanallah, they came in my dream and shook me up and said, get up, get up. Allahu Akbar. As I stood up and kissed the luminous forehead of Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in my dream, khab ke andar mein uth pada, Shaykhain Kareemain ne mujhe uthaya aur Mawla Ali radiyallahu anhu bhi saath mein the. Allahu Akbar. Mujhe neend mein uthaya, uthte ke saath jab main dekhta hu ki sarkar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mere samne khade hain. In my dream I kissed the forehead of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted me one roti. I ate half in my dream, and as I woke up, I found the other half yet in my hand. Subhanallah. This is another personality who mentions the same account and same story, dear viewers at the Madini channel. Mere sarkar de rahe hain, aaj bhi de rahe hain. Agar dil se mango to aapko bhi milega. As the poet says, har taraf Madine mein ajeeb bheed hai faqeeron ki. ہر طرف مدینے میں بھیڑ ہے فقیروں کی. ایک دینے والا ہے وہاں تو ایک دینے والا ہے. ہاں ہاں ایک دینے والا ہے. سارا جگ سوالی ہے ایک دینے والا ہے. سارا جگ سوالی ہے میرے پیارے آقا کی. شان ہی نرالی ہے میرے پیارے آقا کی. شان ہی نرالی ہے دو جہاں کے داتا ہے. ہاں ہاں دو جہاں کے داتا ہے. سارا جگ سوالی ہے. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, the list goes on and the list goes on, the list goes on, subhanallah. And I end this program on this beautiful story in relation to another personality, subhanallah. Aur ye aakhri waqia suna kar ke hum aage badhte hain, subhanallah. As there are not one, not two, but there are many, many stories which I would like to present to you, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. But time does not permit me, and we have come to the end of today's silsila, subhanallah. Today's program, Sayyidina Sheikh Ahmad bin Muhammad Sufi rahmatullahi ta'ala li, ye bhi bade paaye ke buzurg guzre hain, subhanallah. He says, jungalon se guzarte hue, bayaban jagahon se guzarte hue, from deserted places to isolated places to the jungles, kitne dinon ke baad, 3 maah ke baad main sarkar ke bargah mein pahuncha. Jab main sarkar ke bargah mein pahuncha, bhooka pyaasa, my skin was peeling off due to hunger, due to thirst, I became weak, I lost my health. And I came to the court of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aate ke saath sarkar ke bargah mein hazri hui, aur jab hazri hui to I humbly said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, aapka ghulam hazir hai, ya Rasulullah, aapka ghulam hazir hai. Ana ja'un wa ana dhaifuka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, aapka bhooka mehman aa chuka hai. Ay, ay. Allahu Akbar, ya Rasulullah, main pahunch chuka hoon. He says, and then sleep overcame me. خواب میں سرکار صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آتے اور کہتے ہیں, اے احمد تجھے کیا ہو گیا, what happened to you, look at your condition, your skin is peeling off. I said, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, میرے پاس کچھ پیسے نہیں ہے, کچھ کھانے کے لیے نہیں ہے. Allahu Akbar. Rasool Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream given him some dirhams. He says, khwab mein mujhe sarkar ne dirham diye hain, jab mere aankhein khulti hain to wo dirham mere haath mein maujood. Allahu, I came empty handed. Khali haath aaya, khali jeb pahuncha tha. There was nothing in my pocket and nothing in my hand. Lekin jab main sarkar se mangta hu khwab mein, sarkar ata farmate hain, ala hazrat farmate hain, mangenge mange jayenge, moh mange payenge, mangenge mange jayenge, moh mange payenge, sarkar mein na laahe na haajat agar ki hai, sarkar mein na laahe na haajat agar ki hai, na haajat agar ki hai. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say shukran to the viewers of and listeners of Madini channel and through the social media. Allah sabko khush rakhein, shadu abad rakhein, achhe amal karein, toba kare gunahon se, aur duniya se zyada umeed na rakhein. Have umeed and hope only for Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Do not let the life of this dunya deceive you as it has deceived many others. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, I want to become a better Muslim. I want to become a better ummati. Aur ye dua kare ki inshallah is saal meri hazri sarkar ke bargah mein ho. Aur jab hazri ho to aisri hazri ho. It must be such an hazri, such a journey to Madinatul Munawwara that should be a yaadgar journey. It should be a journey that you would never forget in a lifetime, subhanallah. So yes, we have come to the end of this program and we will be back inshallah with another episode tomorrow. So until then, stay tuned to Madani channel, watch the upcoming programs of Madani channel, and always at the end of every program you are reminded over and again. And today once again I would remind you that the missionary statement of Da'wat Islami is that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah عز وجل. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله 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 الله. Start your day with remembrance of